Well, he got down on this seat.
Do you have a word for that?
No.
Would you be more likely to say any of these? Squatches, hunkers, hunkles, honkers, haunches? Any of those words don't ring?
No.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose of a penny. He's really a...
Well, he's really, sometimes they call him a stingy grain.
Okay. What, stingy?
Stingy grain.
Okay. And if a person wears funny looking clothes, you might say, he really looks what?
Let's see.
Maybe he's got funny thing, you know, outfit put together. They don't particularly match or something.
Well, they got a new word now. So they say that such and such one dressed way out.
Okay, and that means funny looking? Doesn't mean that he's good looking, it just means his
clothes don't match, no, he's just got on something.
Okay, do you remember an old way of saying that? What would you have been more likely to say maybe before you heard of way out, or maybe your mother or older folks?
Let's see. Well, they use the word tacky.
Okay, and would there be a different word for a woman than a man, or could you say either one of them is tacky?
You same word.
Okay. And what do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You might say, well, look at her, she's really...
Well, we use to say sometimes, well, she's really sharp today.
Okay.
The youngsters got another word. I think I heard them say dicked out or stacked or something. I hear them saying, but I don't know the meaning of it.
Okay, and you don't know whether this would be different for a man or a woman?
Well, they use the same.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around unusually well for his age? Maybe somebody's, you know, nearly 100 or something, or 100. You say, he's certainly... something for his age.
He's saying spry, okay. Or sprucy.
Okay. And what do you say about somebody who never wants to do any work or who doesn't have any ambition at all?
Well, I just said it. That person is lazy.
Okay. And what do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with his bill?
Well, there's two or three names we call some of them: woodpeckers, hammer knocker, and redhead.
Okay, hammer knocker. That's a funny one, isn't it? What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Well, we used to call them grasshoppers, and some people call them hoppergrass.
And what do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? Like maybe there was water on the road. You might say that the car skidded on the water and went across the highway. Like, went how across the highway?
Well, we said that the driver lost control of it.
And he went across the highway. What word would you put in there to indicate, like, you know, not on the straight, but diagonally, maybe say he went what across the highway? He lost control and he went across the highway.
Well, let's see, he crossed the yellow line.
Okay. What about an explosion? You might say the pieces just went...
Well, let's see, exploded pieces went everywhere.
Okay. Would you ever say every which way, or would you ever say anagoggling, or this way, that way, or... No?
No.
Okay. What do you call an old dilapidated house that spirits might live in?
Let's see now. I think they call that a ghost house.
Okay, and the people that live in it are?